Hearth and Talent Radio.
Bree Combs, president and founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, Facebook Live, Tuesday afternoon. Welcome to the Facebook Live. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you for the next 20 minutes or so. Erica Sapega, welcome to Facebook Live, More Heart Than Talent. Scott Lucas, welcome. Jimmy Miller, welcome. Take a big deep breath. We are halfway through the first month of 2020. Corey, welcome to the Facebook Live. Today, topic of the Facebook Live is letting go of guilt and shame. Now, I'm gonna wrap this more around how guilt and shame shows up in business ventures, because if you've been guilted or you feel ashamed, now guilt and shame are two different distinct energies, they're very similar. But if you've been guilted into feeling guilty about asking, receiving, and deserving, or if you feel guilty or have been guilted about money, then you'll have challenges creating it. If you've been traumatized, victimized, had situations happen to you that you are ashamed of, then you'll have challenges attracting to reality people and situations that will be empowering for you. So the more you understand the cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, as you begin the separation, that means the letting go process, so you can move into energy that's above anxiety, fear, and doubt, so you're now in consciousness, and you're not feeling guilty, and you're not ashamed. Most of the shame will come from past events. Guilt can be long-term situations from parents, family members, society, friends, and then the word selfish can show up, or greedy, or any multitude of situations that can disempower you. I recently coached someone came to them and wanted to borrow a large amount of money. And because my client did not want to loan the money to this person, because they even had a history with this person, and because my client didn't want to loan the money, then the person used guilt to try and control them. And then it was very aggressive in the way they communicated with them and attempted to guilt them into feeling bad. Now, that is not shame, that is guilt. So that's the distinction. Shame is if you have done something, like if you stole money out of a cash register, or you took advantage of an employer, or you've done something that you're deeply, deeply secret about, or something's been done to you that you're very deeply secret about, and you don't want anyone to know about it, you have this secret. Well, that would be shame that you're holding on to. And oftentimes the two words seem synonymous, but they're distinctly different, but they both have very, very low vibrations. And so the more you understand cause and effect and why you do what you do, then you will be able to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. So you're not the mind-body connection anymore. It means you don't attract your reality, the same situation over and over, so you're not saying, this always happens to me. Now, my client that I was sharing this with you about, I've greatly been able to assist her in her inner circle of people, that's family, friends, etc., to be able to move into the detached state, so that she's not being guilted or feeling guilty about the people who try and control her. So the more you understand this yourself, so you're separating yourself from people who use guilt to control you, and also the events that you've done to yourself or have been done to you that you've either repressed, suppressed, hold on to. Because the byproduct of it is very low vibration. It's a very low energy that gets transmuted, and the message becomes very mixed. It's like, join me but don't, I'm not comfortable, I'm too guilty to ask for a commitment, or join me but don't, I'm ashamed of my past and I can't lead you. And this is a very common commonality that a large percent of society lives in. Now, if you want to be the law of the few are able to rise above it and be able to separate yourself from anxiety, fear, doubt, this low energy that permeates down here, and elevate yourself into conscious energy, that's awareness, that's understanding, that's knowing, and then you won't be processing, thinking, analyzing, worrying, trying to control the future that hasn't happened, or looking back over your shoulder back there at regret, going over the mistakes that you did, didn't do, should have done, should do, and overwhelming yourself in this low level of emotional vibration that most of society perpetuates. I have been in recovery myself of drugs and alcohol 30 years. I've also had other relationship challenges. I've debted at times. I've underachieved. I've also devoted way too much energy to succeeding by God to prove myself right. And situations like this, I've also been an angry producer. So these are some of the situations that I'm in the process of letting go of over a long life and a long career. I just turned 63 years young and am in the moving in with the healthiest phases of my life. So that's where we want to be. We want to be in an emotional energy in a situation where you're healthy. You're healthy emotionally, spiritually, and financially, so you can attract your reality, people, and situations that will foster your feelings of goodness, oneness, and wholeness, so you're not feeling less than. Now, on today's syllabus, on the Facebook Live today, the points are what I did was bad. Well, the things I did were bad. I'm a recovering alcoholic and addict. I've stolen, I've robbed, I've sold drugs. I mean, there's a long laundry list of things I did between 18 and 30 years old. So that was about a 13-year period. So I can look back on those, and those are the emotions that would be shame. Now, early in my recovery, there were certain secrets I didn't want anyone to know because I thought they would judge me. But the more and more that I began to understand consciousness and that I could be honest, tell the truth, not be ashamed of my past and be able to make peace with it. Now, making peace with it doesn't mean that everything you did was okay, but it means that you start to be more accepting of what you did, and then you can let go of it. This is how you start to move above shame. So you look at the events that you did, and if you accept them, you forgive yourself, you forgive others, and then you move into the gratitude state of being grateful that you're able to be in some level of recovery, sobriety, consciousness, or spirituality. Whatever word you want to use to foster your transformation. I mean, there's recovery, there's sobriety, spirituality, and consciousness. And ideally, you do them all at the same time. So you're in some level of emotional sobriety, separating your feelings from the events that shape them. And if you're an addicted stuffer of food, compulsive debting, gambling, drugs, alcohol, underachieving, underearning, procrastination, being overwhelmed, any multitude of situations that you've moved into a sober recovery means that you're starting to put back-to-back days together of living in emotional sobriety. Well, this also elevates your energy. This will begin to eventually change who and what you attract. I've been coaching all morning since very early in the morning, since 5 a.m., assisting my clients to understand that if you're going to scale a business, if you're going to build a business that is going to be your livelihood, if you're going to build a business or be an entrepreneur or free enterprise, or you're going to be an independent sales rep, or you're going to have a job, whatever it is you're going to do, the first situation you want to do is let go of the anxiety you have about future outcomes so you can be and stay present, so you can master your emotions and learn the skills of the vocation so that you can, the next level, this is the term you said, the next level, so that the next level is a level of emotional sobriety. It's a level of consciousness that you're able to produce and be yourself. So you're able to be productive while being yourself in a very relaxed body. So you're not under a lot of pressure and you're not pissed off at people. They don't want we're back on. So whatever the situation is, we have a little technical difficulty, we're back on live. So this is what you want to be able to let go of. And so the shame, so the first situation I covered was guilt says, what I did was bad. Then shame says, I myself am bad. So this is on the syllabus you can follow along that we send out on the email. I write these calls out about 3 weeks in advance. And I write them out in 7 bullet points. So that is my recipe. Each 25-minute call is written out with 7 individual bullet points for my Facebook Live that is half an hour. So if you, sorry we got bounced off here, it was a little technical difficulty. So that you have a better understanding of the separation between guilt and shame. And I'm looking at who is online here today. Jay Johns, welcome. Tom Hessian. Tom and I go back to 1980. Tom was the first person I ever knew who had a cell phone. Tom had a cell phone in a briefcase in about 1981 or 82. Tom and I are the same age, so he is an exceptional entrepreneur, and he is on the Facebook Live today. Amy Gilberg, welcome to the call today. Charlie Redd, Michelle Lopes, welcome to the call. So if you just join me, I'm covering guilt and shame. Once again, I'm going to cover this real quickly. So guilt is what other people do to you, and it's what society also does to us. They guilt us into feeling bad in certain situations, like the term selfish. So there's a lot of guilt used to create the term selfish. So if you have money, if you're prosperous, if you've received an inheritance, it's not uncommon for people to use guilt to try and control you. They want a loan. They want you to give them money. Any multitude of situations. And if you're not willing to do that, then they will start to call, some of them will call you names. That means they're using guilt to control you. And it's going to be your responsibility to understand why people do what they do. It's your responsibility to understand predictability so that you're not feeling rejected and abandoned. Now, shame, once again, there's a distinction in shame. Shame is what you do to yourself in part of shame. And then the other component of shame is what someone has done to you. So if you've been traumatized, victimized, molested, sexually abused, taken advantage of, or you have stolen, robbed, done things like I have done. Like, I'm a recovering thief. I'm a recovering pathological liar. I did a lot of bizarre situations in my 20s. Most I remember, some I don't. And the older I get, I start to remember some of the things that I have done. And those are the repressed feelings. And in that is shame. These are the things that I did to myself and society and to other people. Now, that in recovery requires forgiveness. That means you make reparations to those who are accepting, and you make reparations to those even if they don't accept, and you do your best to ask for forgiveness. That's how you start to rectify shame. Now, guilt's a different situation. Guilt is what people typically use in families, society, jobs, etc. How many of you have ever had a manager guilt you into coming in on a day off and let you know that if you didn't comply, your pay was going to get cut, you're going to get fired, or any multitude of situations, or you're expected to perform for someone on a job without any extra pay, and guilt is used, you're not a team player, I can't believe you. Or there will be certain people that will use guilt to control you. If you don't comply with what they want you to do, they will tell you you're a loser, you're not a team player, we can't count on you, we can't trust you, any multitude of situations. Now, if you grow up in this kind of environment, then you're going to be an addicted explainer, validator, and justifier. That is what most of society does, is they validate, justify, and explain themselves. So I'm looking at some of the comments here today. Matt says, I've had those in the workplace many, many times. Now, if you've had a job, it's common. Now, once again, it's not a black and white world, because some employers are awesome people. I like to consider myself, looking over at Dylan, I like to consider myself a very fair employer. I don't expect my employees to work for free. I will compensate them, and I do my best not to use guilt to control them. However, as a recovering addict, I have made mistakes. So that's where that is, you know, as a recovering addict. That doesn't mean it's right, but that means that I still relapse. So when I do one of these situations, I ask for forgiveness. I look at the acceptance, accept what I did without making up excuses and telling stories, and then grateful for the fact that I'm able to understand the situation and move on from it relatively quickly. That is what the separation of feelings based on the event is. So there's all, now once again, I'm going to cover this again, selfish. Selfish is a word that has been used to guilt society and you. And then you'll have relatives, friends, significant others, and other people, if you don't comply with their wishes or their control, they will tell you you're selfish. And then you can feel guilty about that. Now, how many of you have made mistakes? How many of you have actually loaned people money that you know you shouldn't have, know that they weren't going to pay you back, and then you loaned it to them, and they did exactly what you knew. They didn't pay you back. And if you asked for it, they asked like you, how dare you ask for me? You don't trust me. I'll get around to it when I'm ready. Or how many of you had someone ask you to loan them money or do something for them, and you let them know that it wasn't in the cards right now, or it wasn't possible, or you didn't want to loan them money, and then they used guilt to control you. So this is what you want to be able to understand. And then if you're not comfortable in that detached state, it's very easy to feel victimized, taken advantage of, or you feel rejected, violated, or abandoned. And then when you actually give in to them, I mean, just this happens in mating, dating, it happens in business, it happens in many, many areas. So this is how guilt and shame rules a lot of your unconscious. I'm too ashamed to ask, deserve, and receive. I'm guilty about doing situations, so I over-obligate myself. I do a lot of situations out of guilt. I volunteer from things because I want people to think I'm a good person. Well, you want to be able to volunteer from people because if you want to be a volunteer, you want to do that completely from your own compassion, not because you feel guilted into the situation. So the more that you're able to separate your feelings from the events, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings anymore. That is the inner game of letting go. And as you begin to understand that, you elevate and scale up energy. And in that scaled energy, you're in a much more relaxed body in a very relaxed state. And in that state, you'll begin to change who and what. You'll change who and what you attract. Now, this year, 2020, I'm in a renewed state myself. I've had a miraculous health breakthrough. I'd wrestled with a prostate issue for about 20 years, and it was in my head a lot. And this right before Christmas, I found a situation that gave me a lot of relief, and it's like I feel renewed. And so that's elevated my energy, and it's like I'm ready to take that orange can crush and just crush it. That orange crush can and just go like crush it. So that's what you'll see me doing. I'll be in Los Angeles on February 22nd. One of my favorite cities in the United States. Talk about dining in Los Angeles on a Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Oh my God. I just booked Saddlebrook, New Jersey for April 11th. It was believable. So nothing is unbelievable. The challenges I had in booking the tickets for the East Coast this year, like all the inventory on United was sold out in February and March. I've never heard of such a thing. So I'll be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey, April 11th, Minneapolis, Minnesota on February 29th. This Saturday with Suzanne Maresca and Lisa Pazanza. I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida for the first time in 2 years. So thank you, ladies, for hosting me in beautiful Fort Lauderdale. I'm looking at the roster there. There are people coming from New Orleans, Houston. This is so cool. So looking forward to that. I'll be covering content on the inner game of letting go. Now, even today, I was reading on Hawkins in Letting Go. I was reading a chapter. There's a chapter on transformation, and it covers wealth in there. There's about 3 pages on money that will really assist you to understand how to let go of your anxieties about money and have it flow to you much more easily. Marina Joy, who unequivocally is one of my favorite clients, you are in a renewed state. You're on fire. Thank you very much. Diana Reinkraut, good to see you on this call today. She is crushing her enterprise. Congratulations, Diana. Tammy Otis, longtime client. Hey, Tammy, good to see you. So if 2020 is your year, I have a unique marketing proposition. I have a 20-hour coaching package for a former client or a existing client that there will be unique marketing value in that. So if you that would consume most of the year because I have a short waiting list. So if you purchase that 20-hour package, it'd be about 10 months worth of coaching. So if you're an existing client and coached with me or coached with me before, contact me about my 20-hour package. It is a very, very exceptional value. It is a unique value proposition. So that is what I'm covering here for you today. So that's what you want to really understand about guilt and shame today. The let go process and the value of letting go. And so letting go, this is what you say this year about letting go. I am always letting go. So if someone chooses to lash out at you, attack you, want to be in conflict with you, you want to learn to let go of it as quickly as possible because you can't control that outcome. You can't control that other person. Or if someone promises that they're going to buy from you, pay you, join you, and they don't, well, you don't want to be upset with that person. You don't want to hold them responsible for your feelings. You want to be able to let go very, very quickly. because many people will, they will give you a loose, they'll give you a loose interpretation of what they think is a promise or a loose interpretation of a commitment, and they're going to get back with you, and they don't. But you don't want to hold them responsible for your feelings. So if 2020 is your transformation year, it's, if it's the eye of the tiger year, if it's the year that you crush it, well, then it's very important that you understand cause and effect this year. You're able to separate your feelings from the event. So I'm covering guilt and shame on today's Facebook Live because it's important you understand how guilt keeps you from asking questions. I don't want to offend someone. I don't want to make a mistake. Don't want to get in trouble. Don't want them to think. I don't want to come across as salesy. I mean, these are terms that your ego, your analytical egoic mind, that intellectual mind that continues to spin out of control, continues to say and perpetuate. And as you let go of the guilt about what's going to happen in the outcome, and you let go of the shame about what you did yourself or what you did to others, and you let go of that, now you move into a different space of energy. So out the next several Facebook Lives, I'll be covering this content every Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Now tonight at 9 o'clock, I've been doing Facebook Lives most of the evenings on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because I'm home. I'm going back to my travel schedule as of this Thursday, so I will be out in the field a lot more on the weekends. But tonight I'll do a Facebook Live on another emotion, specifically the emotions that keep you avoiding. So thank you very much for being on the call today. Once again, if you're an existing client or a repeat client, I have a 20-hour package, a unique marketing proposition. Contact me in Facebook Messenger, and I will get back to you ASAP. And with that, I'm going to sign off. Facebook Live, January 14th, the year of our Lord, 2020. Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. This call is recorded and will be on Pod-O-Matic tomorrow, and you can also find it on YouTube. Also very excited. We have a new website coming out. The blog will be coming back out with it. A lot of new tools, benefits, features. I have a brand new script book that you'll have access to on my website. The script book is found under Books and Podcasts. You have a great day.